Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio KDKA coming through your smart speaker, coming through your tablet, your computer, your phone, coming through your radio speakers on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. Rick Dayton with you on this information odyssey that we call the afternoon news on KDKA. Boy, I've always loved visiting with our next guest and so glad to have him joining us once again on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Eric Rittmeyer is a U.S. Marine, and while he's not active duty right now, that doesn't mean he is no longer a Marine. Always will be in my eyes, and he has an awful lot of background and information on mental toughness and emotional intelligence. He wrote a book, The Emotional Marine, 68 Mental Toughness and Emotional Intelligence Secrets to make anyone instantly like you. And he is a mental toughness coach. It's good to have him back on KDKA. Eric, how are you, my friend?
Rick, you are the man. That's such an awesome intro, man. Thanks so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
I just don't understand when people say someone's a former Marine. I mean, once you're a Marine, that's a label you wear for forever. And you should. I absolutely should for what you've done for our country. So first of all, thank you for your service, and thanks for being on KDKA.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
I think that we've gotten caught up here on even this program in the last month or two, talking so much about vaccines, where you could get them, what they would do, what's the difference between this one and that one, one shot, two shot, 21 days, 28 days, what happens if you don't get it in time, that we have just sort of glossed over the people. We have glossed over the personal side of how people are doing. And oftentimes when you get asked, how are you doing? I'm fine. I mean, that's just immediately what people say. But I don't believe that everybody is fine. What do you think? Do you think people are doing okay, or do you think people are struggling?
I think people are struggling, Rick. You know, that's the thing with May being Mental Health Awareness Month, and that's why I'm doing so much media on this topic right now. And obviously, emotions are what I specialize in. I live and breathe emotions. So, you know, it's funny when you talk about the vaccines, because it's what I'm realizing now in all the shows and all the media I'm doing. So much of this media hype on vaccines has everything to deal with emotions and the way people feel about getting it, not getting it, one shot, two shot, healthy, not healthy. It's such an emotional decision, and unfortunately, I think a lot of people are allowing others to tell them what's best for them, or, you know, who should get, and that it's such a personal decision. But you're absolutely right. I mean, emotions are just something we get no training on, and the default mechanism is I'm okay, because we don't want to feel like we're burdening somebody else. And there are a lot of people out there that are struggling mentally right now.
Or do you not want to tell somebody else how you're really doing? Which is it?
Yeah, it's a combination of both, Rick. You know, and this, I goof off. I'm silly a lot, right? We have a good time on your show. I do a lot of bubblegum television in the morning stuff. And sometimes I do get serious. And one of the topics I get serious on is suicide. And I've been doing a lot more with veteran suicide and trying to figure out why veterans are so much higher at risk for suicide. And for the longest time, when I first started doing a lot of research, I thought it had something to do with, you know, PTSD or something from being involved in some kind of combat. But
easy,
there was just no statistical
right.
data to support that. And what I ended up finding out was, you know, a lot of it, what I believe, my whole premise behind veteran suicide especially, is the fact that we have a phrase, improvise, adapt, and overcome, that we use. And when there's an issue, we improvise, we adapt, we overcome. We get through that wall. We go over that barrier. We do what we have to do to complete the mission. I think a lot of veterans especially try to apply that same improvise, adapt, and overcome mentality towards mental health issues, and it just doesn't work. Hmm.
So when you say that you don't think that people are doing okay, what do you base that on? Is that just from talking to a whole lot of different people? Is that from talking to people in the mental health field? Where do you come off with that?
Well, it was even prior to this, Rick, and it's what I've made a living doing here, being a mental toughness and emotional intelligence expert. It's understanding our emotions and how logic and emotions are inversely related, and just how, as humans, we're hardwired to feel first and think later. We're emotional creatures, and we're raised and we're taught, and our school system tells us and our parents tell us, especially as males, you know, we're told that we can't express emotion because it's viewed as a sign of weakness. So instead of being taught these tools for how to handle our emotions, what we do is we're told to suppress them and hold them in and not express how we feel. And what we have to start letting our kids know, and also adults as well, 100% of the feelings we have are okay. Every single feeling, every single thought that runs through our head is okay. It's how we address that thought. It's how we handle that thought that's most important. We get no training on this. What do? We just hold it in. We keep it inside. We don't find any way to release it. It's like your parents telling you not to hold in your sneeze. Your lungs will collapse. It's the same exact thing with emotions.
There was a book that was very popular. I think it was probably back in the 1970s. It was simply titled, I'm Okay, You're Okay. And I heard a commentator years ago say, I think that maybe we need to change the title of that book to say, I'm not okay, you're not okay, and that's okay. What do you think of that idea? What do you think of that notion of acknowledging the fact that not everything is as perfect as what everyone wants you to believe?
Oh, I absolutely love that, Rick. And it's funny, I've heard about that. I've never heard of the spin on it, which I love, which is absolutely correct. And here's the issue. We just, especially when we become emotional, right, we get into these, I call these emotional tornadoes. And we get to these situations where we're just so overwhelmed with everything. We have all these feelings. We don't know what's real. We don't know what, you know, we don't know what's a fleeting feeling. We don't know what's an actual something that's really worrying us. And then all of a sudden, before we know it, we just get into this typhoon of being unable to separate all these emotions. I call it compartmentalization. When I train sales teams, I train them on how to compartmentalize their emotions so one emotion doesn't bleed over into another. But what ends up happening is, again, as society, we view it as a sign of weakness, especially for males. You know, males or boys are taught that if you show emotion, you're weak. And that's damaging males. It's damaging boys because what's happening is it's not allowing them to figure out ways to handle this anger they have or any feeling they have. They're not taught how to handle it. So it ends up they don't have any way to express it other than anger and aggression and being mean to people.
It sometimes is difficult to articulate that. And we can't get into that in 15 seconds. Can you stick around through traffic and get to that on the other side? Have you got time for that?
I'd absolutely love to, Rick. I got a day for you, buddy.
That's awesome. We want to talk about that. How to articulate exactly how it is that you feel right now, whether that's a feeling of sadness or frustration or anger or what have you. Information Odyssey, that is the afternoon news on KDKA with Rick Dayton, joined by Eric Rittmeyer, and we very much appreciate him hanging on. He's on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Eric, thanks for doubling down and going two segments with us today. We appreciate that.
Absolutely, Rick. I got my coffee in me. I'm ready to go, brother.
All right. Hey, the one thing that we talked about right before the break is that sometimes it's hard to articulate exactly how you feel because you don't know how the people around you will respond if you answer honestly. What do you do then? What do you do if someone says, hey, what's going on? How are you? And you don't really want to say, things are bad. Things are not good, because nobody wants to hear that.
You're right, and that's an unfortunate part of it. I think where it all starts, Rick, is it all starts with us becoming better listeners. You know, as a society, we listen with the intent to reply, not with the intent to understand. So when people are talking to us, it might be non-verbally. I refer to this as expanding our emotional vocabulary, and we all need to do this. You know, we all have to be very good at analyzing people's attitudes, how they're acting, again, nonverbal things. We have to be very good at real-time picking up on things and reaching out a hand and letting people know that, hey, this, you know, I hear this phrase all the time about, you know, we're all in the same boat. And I take it a step further and say, we're not all in the same boat. We're all in the same storm, but we're not in the same boat. The boat we're on is varies depending on how we came into this pandemic. Some
Amen.
Of us were on
Amen. So
yachts
true.
With a fully staffed crew. You know, some of us were on a 10-foot inflatable with one oar and a hole in the boat. So we're not all in the same boat. We're all in the same storm. So it all starts with being better listeners. And then once we analyze what people are talking about, once we get a thorough understanding of what they're talking about, it's adjusting in real time to try to reach out to help people that really need it.
I think sometimes, and I'm a radio talk show host, so I mean, I talk to people all day, every day, and you try to find the right words to express exactly how you're feeling. But if somebody brings something up and asks me a question, there are times when it's really hard to answer that honestly because you don't know what they're thinking and what their response is going to be to what you say. Meaning if I say, well, I don't think we need to wear masks anymore because I've been vaccinated, and if people aren't vaccinated, then But you don't want to say that because somebody might take umbrage with. What do you do then? How do you answer it honestly to satisfy your own sense of answering with integrity, but at the same time, not necessarily saying it in such a way that might offend somebody? And why are we? Why do we care? I mean, why do we care if we offend somebody?
Well, and this all starts with self-awareness, Rick, and this is one of the main components of emotional intelligence: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, social skill. They're the five pillars. But when it comes to self-awareness, it's not just how we perceive, express, and respond to emotions, but it's also the way we deal with others and how we handle them. And it's getting a very thorough understanding that everything we do, we react to. So every single conversation we have with people, we leave that feeling emotional, either happy, sad, angry, fearful, or shameful. We have to know that we have to remain in 100% control of our emotions. So if we say something and somebody reacts to that in an emotional way that totally blows it out of proportion, take math for instance, what we have to do is get very good at understanding our triggers. We all have them. And then when somebody pushes that trigger and says something or does something that gets us upset, we have to know that reacting is emotion-based as opposed to responding, which is logic-based. Mm-hmm. So if we can remain in control of our emotions, which is what mental toughness is all about, it's emotional control. So if we can remain in control of that emotion, we're better equipped to handle somebody who has opposing point of view or somebody who says something that upsets us. We can remain in control of that.
Is it just a matter of acknowledging that the first response is, that's going to get my hackles up, I just need to be ready for the fact, and then listening and responding without emotion? Is it as simple as that?
Well, it's not even without emotion, Rick. It's just understanding, acknowledging, and then responding. Because, again, when we respond, it's logic-based as opposed to reacting, which is emotional. So this is called systematic desensitization. If we're able to pre-plan in our brains, if we're prepared, if we're able to know what's coming, then we're not putting this. It's like same thing like Marine Corps training. We train. We put ourselves in the same situation a million times. So when the real thing happens, we've been there. It's not the first time us experiencing this. When we're in hostile situations, it's critically important to desensitize our brains. It's also called graduate exposure therapy in the world of psychology. But this is the way we prepare our brains for it. So when it happens, when the button is pushed, when somebody says something, it's not that we're turning off the emotion. That's impossible to do. What we learn to do is to control the emotion.
Did you learn all this in the Marine Corps? Because if so, everybody should be a Marine. No, I'm serious. It sounds to me like there's a lot that obviously you learned there, but a lot of this is also a tremendous amount of work after the time that you were in the Corps. And Eric, we sure appreciate you sharing it with us every time you're on KDK. Thank you.
Rick, you're the man. Thanks for having me back, bro.
Absolutely. Eric Rittmeyer, again, the book that he wrote is called The Emotional Marine, 68 Mental Toughness and Emotional Intelligence Secrets to Make Anyone Instantly Like You. He is a mental toughness coach and good friend of the program, and always great to have him here.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.